This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
On this Labor Day Monday. How's everybody doing? The summer is over. But our baseball's just getting warmed up. We got football around the corner. The weather is perfect for me. We're getting back to shorts and hoodie weather. I love it. I know we're missing the pool. I know it. I know we're grasping, clawing at it with our fingernails. But don't worry. Life's about to get good. We're in the middle of a pennant race. The football teams are getting ready to start their season. That's on Thursday. And here we are, the last day of summer before everybody comes back to work. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I'm back from Italy myself. I was with you Saturday, and I'll be with you filling in for Keith McPherson today as we have a five-hour ride to midnight, 888-808-1019. Nico on the other side. And Juan Soto. That's right. You know, for all you clowns who can't understand that, everything about Juan Soto that has been said this year has been true. Like, everything about Juan Soto. No one has ever lied. No one has ever been misinterpreted. Everything that has been said about Juan Soto, and really these two baseball teams, as we're about to hit September, and we'll get to the Yankees and their 12 games to define their season. And we're going to get to the Mets here, who, even with, like, the great Juan Soto, I don't know why we feel this way. I can't help but, like, get annoyed at how we need to, like, push back on everything. Yes, Juan Soto was uncomfortable at the start of the year. Yes, he looked it. It was obvious he was wearing it on his sleeve. Yes, Juan Soto was having a typically down season when it comes to runners in scoring position. Yes, that's all true. But throughout all of that, everybody knew that Juan Soto is one hell of a baseball player. In fact, a baseball player worth $760 million. A baseball player who we all knew and why we talked about it so much is because it was stunning. Because we all expected this. We all expected what this team, let alone Juan Soto, has been over the last month. We expected the clutch hits. We expected I don't know if we expected, what is it, in these last four games, the stat that's circulating everywhere now. Four home runs, a triple, three stolen bases, 11 RBIs, a partridge, and a pear tree. The only other player is Ryan Klesko to ever do that since 1920. So, yeah, Juan Soto in this offense. And when they were going through it for the first 4 months of the season, when they were struggling with runners in scoring position, it felt like he was the leader of the struggles. He was the face of it. If only you could get Juan Soto going. Because it was really early on, Pete Alonso and nobody else. Lindor had struggled for a long time. This offense clearly was the worst in baseball practically with runners in scoring position for the first 4 months. And this was the team you envisioned. This, at least the offense, we're going to get to the pitching in a second. This is the offense you envisioned all year. Now, it's on one hell of a run trying to make up for the last 4 months. And it's doing even better than what we could have even expected. But you watch this lineup. And what they've done right now is obviously they're coming off today's win 10-8 over the Tigers. And, of course, even when they score 10 runs lately, it's an adventure with the rotation and the bullpen. But this was the offense we were all expecting. This was supposed to be the driving force of the team. So much talking about this rotation and the way that David Stearns had put it together and his thought process and not wanting to spend money on top-tier free agents and pitchers over 30 because they get hurt and all the sound logic that goes into building a rotation, all of the sound, you know, logic that we have heard from the Mets as they went about building over the last year and a half a rotation that stunned the world. The pitching lab and what they've been able to get out of guys like Manaea, guys like Severino, guys, the list goes on and on. Guys like Peterson, who, you know, has had an up and down career as a Met, and the last 2 years up until this last month had been one of the best left-handed pitchers in all of baseball. Like, what they've been able to do with their rotation has been remarkable, but what's been annoying about this team, what's been frustrating about this team, as we've seen it flounder really since May, is that this offense is supposed to be what carries them. They are supposed to be a dominant offensive team. This is supposed to be a team that last year was like the seventh or sixth best offense in the sport, carried them to the best record in baseball from the moment they were 11 games under 500 and had the team meeting back in May of last year, carried them all the way to the NLCS, and it was supposed to be there, that plus this great player, Juan Soto. That was supposed to be the Mets. And now that you're seeing it, now that, you know, 2 weeks ago, right as I was going to Italy on a Saturday, and I was talking about looking for answers, because the offense was starting to awaken. Right? Lindor was getting hot. He was hitting leadoff home runs, and yet it still wasn't culminating in victories. And I was like, where are the answers? The pitching guys are coming back from injury. Manaea, Senga, coming back from injury, not helping. Offense starting to wake up. Soto's been pretty, you know, outside of some, you know, not being able to hit in the clutch as much as you'd like, or the multiple run home runs, as this Grand Slam was the first time he's hit a home run with more than one man on base all season. This was his first either three-run or, you know, Grand Slam home run as a Met this year. So even through those struggles, he was still performing at a level close to what Juan Soto should be expected to perform outside of being clutch. But Lindor was getting hot. You saw Vientto starting to show signs. McNeil's had one hell of a positive season. I mean, the guy just continues to keep hitting. He's having an incredible second half. And yet it still wasn't culminating in victories. And that is still the problem. Like, both of these baseball teams are so maddening. And we'll get to the Yankees later. But what's so maddening about the Mets is, and I know today's a good win. Today's a good win. Today's a positive win off a very good team, the best record in the American League, been that way the entire year. They go into Detroit and absolutely pound the Tigers. Juan Soto has the grand slam, the triple, the six RBIs. The offense is waking up. They've been scoring double digits on a nightly basis almost. And yet, even at the start of this game, it became abundantly clear Manaea wasn't going to get anybody out. The bullpen outside of Diaz, who has to come in and, you know, in the eighth inning again today, outside of Diaz, even Rodgers, who got through his inning, makes you nervous. Helsley, who, you know, we're hoping can eventually stop tipping off his pitches, which it sounds like they're starting to work on that. And he, you know, the manager said he was a little bit better today, couldn't complete an inning clean, but was better today. This is a Met team that has finally got this offense going in the right direction. This is a Met team that now for the last month has had the great Juan Soto and everybody follow, right? While they were struggling, he was the face of it. Couldn't come through with the big hit. Ground balls to second base over and over again. Leaving the strike zone, atypical of what a Juan Soto typically does at the plate. If only you could get him going, this entire offense will explode. Well, that's what it's felt like here. And yet still, despite that, and clearly that is a huge positive, and it's now a force of a lineup that you're hoping can carry the way through here now the next month of September and be this into the postseason, and you expect Juan Soto to be that guy into the postseason, you are literally relying on a rotation of kids who haven't made more than three starts. Like, that's what it feels like. Right now, you don't know, although the manager said today after the postgame that Manaea and Sanga are still part of the rotation. I don't know how you can continue to do that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The manager also said yesterday that half the pitches he throws inside the strike zone are non-competitive. He's been getting absolutely annihilated every single start since he's come back from the hamstring injury. Same thing from Manaea, who says he's healthy, says the elbow's fine. That high fastball is getting absolutely demolished like it did the first pitch of the game today as they fell behind. And still, even with scoring 10, damn near give up 8. It just feels like it is so frustrating with both these teams that even when like they find the answer, they get what this team has needed all year long to get this offense going. And now the rotation is, and Peterson on was it Saturday? That was like Saturday. I was a little bit more optimistic about the Mets. That Peterson's been awful in August. Like right now, there is no one in this rotation. You rely on McLean. Tong had one start, and everybody's waiting for Sproat to get called up. And that's great. And they've come up and given the team a real spark. There's no doubt about it. Right, even the game Tong pitches, he throws 6 pitches, gets out of the first, and boom, the offense. You get the 2-run home run from Soto, the 3-run home runs from Nimmo, and suddenly away they were. And McLean's been great, pitching to an under 1 ERA. All 3 starts, he's been brilliant, getting run support. It feels like when they're on the mound, the Mets can go do anything. And yet, the rest of the rotation is in shambles. And the bullpen isn't much better. And I know that, you know, Keith was talking about all day, and it is impressive the way they played against good teams. They come out today against the Tigers, beat up, as we know, the Yankees are about to go play 12 games against good teams, and nobody believes in them. The Mets sweep the Phillies, still find themselves pretty far back in the division, but they sweep the Phillies. They play well against the Tigers. But you can't lose 3 out of 4 to the Marlins. And you can't have a rotation, because this is about the postseason. I heard Rosenberg, the glue of the station, talking with Keith. All that matters is the postseason. We're going to get into that a little bit more at the Yankees at 888-808-1019. And that's true. The Mets are going to the postseason. I don't think there's any doubt. This team is good enough. They'll find a way to get enough outs in the rotation. They're going to score enough runs. They've got enough of a lead. Even with the Cincinnati Reds having a come-from-behind victory in the ninth after blowing the game, to beat the Toronto Blue Jays, I don't think the Reds are very good. I don't think the Mets have much to worry about. They're going to the postseason. But when you get to the postseason, as much as, yes, get Juan Soto to the postseason, yes, get Lindor, get Alonso, get Vientos, who flourished in the postseason last year, get them to the playoffs and see what this offense can do. Absolutely, and you've got the best closer in the game, or at least one of the best closers in the game. Absolutely. But in between that, you've got a rotation where if you started in the postseason right now, if the postseason started tomorrow, who's making the starts for you? Are you really going to tell me, like, games 1 and 2 are 2 kids who have combined to make 4 starts in the major league level? Is that really where we're throwing a $325 million team? That's how we're tossing the dice to come to a wild card series? which right now looks like we'll be on the road? Like, it's just, it's a good win. The offense is exploding, and that's what you've been waiting for, and that's probably a better sign than you could have had anything else. And Juan Soto is a, he is what he is. We all knew what he was. I don't like to go back and revisit everything and make it seem like people were idiots back in April, because we weren't. Because it is what it was. We weren't an idiot a month and a half ago while they were losing every night and had a, what, an 8-9 to 8 game losing streak, and Juan Soto came up small in every big spot. That happened. It's okay to say it happened. It happened. And right now, he's coming through in every big spot. And that's what we expected. And we expected Vientos to be a major part of this team. And we expected Lindor to hit leadoff home runs. And we expected this offense to be the driving force behind the team. But what we didn't expect, despite the how they put it together, and despite the patchwork that they've chosen to go about building a rotation with, we did not expect it to collapse on itself to this level. You cannot trust to throw Manaea. You cannot trust to throw Senga. Right now, over the last month, it's hard to trust Peterson. Clay Holmes has been, you know, pedestrian at best. And you're hanging on to the fact that Sproat still hasn't been called up and you've got that one last ace up your sleeve. But ultimately, are you going into a postseason trusting three? One hasn't even thrown a start yet at the major league level. Are we talking about a Met team with a $325 million payroll going into a wild card series, talking about starting at minimum two kids who have so far combined for four starts at the major league level? Because I think we would be talking about that. So today's a good win. And it's nice to see the offense pick up. And yeah, we can throw superlatives at Juan Soto all day. He's an incredible player. You know me. I've been down on him this year. I don't know how you can't be. Right? Yeah, okay. Is it a down year? Have we said that? And you look at the numbers now, and it's still a 900 OPS year, on pace for damn near 40 home runs. If not that, he probably is. If he's on this pace, he's certainly going to clear 40. 40, 100, 900 OPS. That's Juan Soto. But he didn't impact the team as much as you would have liked for 4 months of the year. That's a fact. It's okay to say it. It's a fact. But you're getting it now. You're getting it now. And you have another month, and we all expected it to come eventually, and we all expected him to be a good postseason player. So you want to get the Mets to the postseason, clearly, right? You wanted to have a better year than that, but this is what you got. And you're heading into a postseason with the offense doing exactly what you wanted it to do and a rotation that's supposed to just be good enough to be able to supplement that. But right now, it's hard to see that from this rotation. And I don't know where the answers are. And if you look at, I mean, it's just both of these teams, even when it's going good, even when you have a nice win like you had today, even when you try and envision the future of this team, it's, well, they can't beat good teams, or, well, they don't have a rotation, or the pitching isn't there, or they made trades for relievers who, you know, Soto isn't very good as the lefty out of the bullpen right now. Rogers is very hittable. Helsley has completely just been an absolute bust, and the rotation is down to three kids who weren't pitching a month ago. But yet here we are. Yet here we are. And they're as dangerous as anyone as long as this offense is going to hit like this. They've just got to find a way to fix whatever is going on with either Senga or Manaea. They need one of those guys to be pitchable in a postseason series. Right now they're not. Peterson doesn't look that way either. You were hoping to be able to put Clay Holmes in the bullpen. Might not be able to do that. So as optimistic as I am, as just a natural baseball optimistic person, we'll get into my optimism about the Yankees as well, but it comes with a little bit of, I don't know how they stabilize this. I don't know how you get through a postseason, because over the course of 162, and this is why David Stearns builds the team the way he does and chooses to build the team the way he does, because you can get by. You can get by with mediocre starting pitching. You can. You can get through a season with mediocre starting pitching as long as your offense is as good as it's supposed to be. And the Mets have kind of done it without either. At the beginning of the year, the rotation was excellent. Now it's floundering. The offense is picking up, but it has the twain ever met? I don't believe they have this year for the Mets. But yet they found themselves in a position where they're going to be playing postseason baseball. And over the course of 162, you can make it through. You can lose Clark Schmidt. You can lose Cole. You can lose Manaea for half the year. You can lose Luis Gil for half the year. You can get through. Especially with the payroll these two teams have, with the amount of teams that make the postseason, you can figure it out. But when you get into a postseason series, when you get into a best of five, a best of three, you got to have someone you can count on to give you five innings. And right now, the Mets have one. And his next start will be his fourth of his major league career. That's a scary proposition for a team that's got a $325 million payroll.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you.
Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.